dude, you know what I'm saying? Nikola and Jamal.
And I think Nikola Jokic is a blast to root for, a humble superstar.
Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, that's your starting front line.
I'd say that they have very expensive taste.
You're listening to the Chicken Nuggets Podcast. Grill.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Chicken Nuggets Podcast. I guess this one we could call a grilled episode because I do have a special guest here with us. Anilo Pirro of Mile High Sports joining us today. What's up, Anilo?
Hello, Jenna. How are you?
It's been good to see you at games, man.
Yeah, back in the saddle. Looking forward to when do they play next at home? Friday, Saturday, I think. So I'll be
Saturday.
Be back there. It's nice because, like, I saw you a handful of times during the COVID years, or like year, whatever you want to call it. And like that was cool, but it's like this year kind of feels a little bit more normal. Like, you know, like things are in a way back to normal. So it's been fun to get back to the games for sure. And, you know, get back down to be like close to the court, you know, get close to the players and take the pictures and the videos and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And actually like get to build rapport with them. You know, I don't know. It just feels back to normal a little bit more. I'm hoping like once, I don't know if you saw that news about how they're going to require like a negative test.
Yep.
That you're vaccinated to go to Pepsi Center starting in November. And yeah, I'm hoping that that means we don't have to wear masks when we're inside there, if that's the case, but
yeah,
that'll change.
I definitely got my fingers crossed because I don't know. I mean, it's what, but is there technically a mask mandate right now? Cause I swear like nobody be wearing a mask in there.
I know.
It's that's probably not the best thing to say, but
it's true though. Yeah, no, I think it's like because it's over a certain amount of people and an indoor arena, like without any outdoor.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's what the issue is.
I don't get that though. Like I was at Red Rocks last night. I was at Red Rocks a week ago and I was at Fiddler's Green that same weekend and I didn't have to wear a mask at all. And as long as you showed proof of vax, like you were able to like do whatever you want. I don't know.
Outdoor events, Anilo.
No, I know, but it's, I don't know. I'm not trying to complain, but I just hope if we're vaccinated, you know, I don't know.
I know. It does kind of feel like getting punished when you're like being the responsible party, right? Like the kid
for sure.
Super smart in school and then has to do everyone else's work too. Or like the teacher's like, go help so-and-so, go help that kid.
Yeah.
Like, why should I have to help somebody else?
It's also just like weird, like, I'm not gonna lie, like when like we'll be down like by the baseline, you know, and like we're all masked up and then it's like the players are just chilling like, you know, without a mask. It's just like, okay, like, you know, like we're like,
there's even fans who bought courtside seats chilling without their mask. That's the one that really makes no sense because, you know, I'm hoping most of the players are vaccinated, but yeah, it's kind of like annoying that fans are sitting courtside, but it's like, oh, since they paid for their seat, they're less dangerous to the players. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. On the vax note, though, like I want everyone to be safe. I hope everyone go gets the vaccine. Like everyone make your own choice, you know, do what's best for you. Like, I think, you know, we all got to play a part, you know, trying to get us all back on our feet and stuff. So like I play by the rules, you know, like I have no problem masking up if that's what it means for us to get back on track. So it is nice to get back in the building, though, like you were saying, you know, there's kind of like a degree of normalcy, you know, with it all kind of coming back. So it's all good vibes.
Yeah, for sure. It's been really fun, actually, to see everybody and just even see fans like get their signatures and cheering.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cool.
So it's been fun. What have you been betting on lately?
Ooh, a lot. Well, of course, the NFL. But like tonight, I bet on the Nuggets and on my two Nuggets bets, I went 0-2. So I was on the Jokic over 11.5 rebounds whiffed. He only had 7 tonight. And then I also bet the Nuggets on the money line. Obviously, that didn't cash. But I was on the Chicago Bulls tonight. So I had them +3. They won outright against the Celtics. And I also was on the under in the, what was it, the football game, the Giants and the Chiefs. So we cashed that one.
There you go. Dang. Yeah. Where can everybody follow you and all the bets you're posting everywhere for us to take, right?
Yeah. You guys can, if you want to follow me, you can do so on social media at Media by AP. And then I also host the Denver Sports Betting Radio Show Monday through Friday on Mile High Sports Radio 98.1 FM, but I also stream the entire show on Twitter every day, which is like my favorite way to watch. And then I usually post some clips and stuff after. So social media is definitely the best, but I like to bet it all. You know, we got the World Series going on too. We'll see if the Braves can go ahead and finish that out tomorrow. So
this is stuff. The worst World Series, Emilio. It's just like the tale of two bad choices. What it repeat of Hillary versus Trump. Who do I vote for? Like, killing me here. I can't decide who to cheer for. Trump's over here doing the chop. I just, and then the Astros are a bunch of cheaters. I don't know. You know, it's, I would have almost rather had the Dodgers move on.
I will say this though, like, as crappy of a series as it's kind of been, like, this could be our last baseball for a while. Like, it seems like there's a lockout on the horizon here, potentially, just with the owners and the players and that whole situation. So, I mean, there's a chance that, you know, we might not be having baseball here come springtime. So in a way, like, I'm trying to kind of enjoy it.
Yeah. Enjoy it. All right. Well, last question for you, Anilo, so that the, you know, listeners haven't really got to hear you on the Chicken Nuggets podcast. In fact, is this your debut?
I think it might be the Chicken Nuggets debut, honestly. I feel like I should be eating some, like, chicken nuggets or something. Like, I should have gone to, like, Chick-fil-A. Like, you really, you know what I'm saying? I
just tried for the first time the chicken, spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes last night.
What'd you think?
Oh, that shit slaps.
Yes. That's so funny. I went to Popeyes actually yesterday too. I didn't get the spicy, but I got the regular chicken sandwich, and that shit's honestly smacked as well. Very good.
Yeah. It's insane.
They do a good job.
I have not ever, I've never gone to Popeyes before yesterday.
I like the Popeyes, the spicy chicken tenders, the Popeyes spicy chicken tenders, the fries and the biscuit, that, and like a sweet tea like that right there. Like, that's a, that's a good, you know, like next, you know, when there's a road game, like next road game or something like that, honestly, might be my vibe. There's a Popeyes kind of by where I live. I might have to do that, honestly. Large sweet tea.
So Chicken Nuggets podcast and Chicken Nuggets.
Yes. Eating. You got to get one of them to sponsor you. You got to get like one of the chicken spots to sponsor you, or so, like Dave's Hot Chicken, or like even like one of the local joints.
You're right. I should. I'll have to figure out a local one that I think is the best ones. I do like the King of Wings. Their chicken is.
Ooh, I've never been there. Where is that at?
I feel like it's like 58th and Wadsworth. So it's kind of west. Good. Yeah.
Have you been to Bird Call?
No, I have not, but I have heard it's good.
They make an excellent chicken sandwich. That is personally my favorite chicken sandwich, honestly. Like, they do, like,
better than Popeyes?
Yes, personally, I think it's better than Chick-fil-A. I think it's better than Popeyes. Like, I think it's better than, like, it's the best for like a fast food chicken sandwich. Like, I think Bird Call reigns supreme, personally.
I will have to try it. Definitely have.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. There's one kind of by the arena at the Whole Foods right there on like downtown, like where like the bus station is. There's one inside the Whole Foods.
Okay. Huh.
It's a vibe. Scooter over there and then scoot over there, because honestly, like, the arena food's been kind of hit or miss. So
yeah, not really. It's been pretty much miss. It's been bad.
Yeah,
especially
I'm not trying to be that guy, but yeah, it's been not the best.
No, like, I have a chef who used to work at Pepsi Center, and he used to hook it up. Now he's with the Jazz. It's everyone I know from the Nuggets is going to the Jazz now, and I don't know
that's why. The trendy organization,
I guess. The Wayne Wade.
I'm happy you call it the Pepsi Center still.
I do call it the Pepsi Center. I don't know. It'll never, I don't know that I can change it in my head.
Well, not always be.
Yeah. Speaking of the Nuggets though, and Ball Arena. Yeah. They lost tonight against Memphis. They get the gross win in Minnesota. And I guess, like, I didn't feel that excited about it because it feels like we should be dominating Minnesota. Obviously they're not a great team this year and kind of going through a lot of changes, but Morant didn't even have like one of his best games of the season, and he owned Denver tonight. What did you think of the game?
Yeah, it was kind of a boring game. It was just more so like, if Denver hits their 3-point shots, they probably win this game. What'd they finish, like 16% from three, something right around there?
It was
bad. Yeah, like, I think they've, you know, if Denver hits some threes, they win that game easily because it's not like Memphis played all that great. It was kind of reminiscent of the Cleveland game, you know, because Memphis didn't really score all that, you know, I mean, the final score, you know, it's a winnable game for this Nuggets offense if they show up. So I don't know. It's just another frustrating loss, but we're getting, I mean, what is this? Their fifth, sixth game of the year now. I mean, I'm not, it's still early, very early. So you can kind of still chalk it up to like jitters or whatever, but I don't know. It's just, it's a frustrating way to kind of lose a game, but they play them again on Wednesday. So we'll see if, which is a weird scheduling thing. Like, what the hell is that? Two games in a row against the same team in the, like, back to back.
I think they did that as a way to like minimize exposure and travel between teams that were like going on road trips. So,
oh, I guess that makes sense.
So, yeah, I know. I thought it was weird too. And it's just not common, you know, in basketball. But
yeah.
Yeah, 106-97, definitely winnable for Denver. I thought that last, there was like a 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left in the game, or three maybe, and Bones got a good look from three and missed it. And I was like, that was our chance, you know, to kind of swing the momentum in our favor and get a couple shots going. But I really liked Bones' like attack with Ja Morant. Did you get to watch any of him just kind of matching up with Ja?
No, definitely. And you can kind of see like how he gets up for that kind of matchup, right? You see the energy that the rookies bring into the table, and he's not afraid to guard or go up against anybody. You know, he's not afraid to, you know, whoever's on him, he's going to go right at him, you know, whether it's Ja Morant or, you know, someone who's a third stringer on another team. Right. So, you know, he doesn't need to be the spark plug for the bench, but they really hope that he will be, because you know, you saw Dozier's minutes kind of get cut into here a little bit tonight. And it was nice to see Malone kind of shake up the rotations a little bit too. But yeah, it was impressive to see, you know, Bones at least, you know, kind of shoot his shot, right? It's not going to always fall, you know, especially as a rookie, but he's always going to play with that swagger.
Yeah. And he like actually like matched up on defense. Like Ja did not get past him or break his ankles, which I would have suspected, you know, like, and not like to diss Bones or anything, but just because Jaw's really good, he could have rolled anyone.
He's excellent.
I was betting on him rolling MPJ for sure. Like his defense has been so bad, but Bones really at least like stood his ground in front of Jaw and like really went head to head with him. I thought that was cool. He didn't like get, he never gets down on himself. If he misses a shot, he goes back up and gets another one. So his energy has definitely been good, but yeah, we did see some weird rotations because Bones was out there with MPJ at the same time. And I just think like, that's just asking for like another team to score on you over and over and over.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a daunting task for sure, but I don't know. We'll see what kind of the future holds for this team. You know, it's a disappointing game overall for them. You know, there's some things you like, you know, and they got to kind of move forward here, but you know, you mentioned MPJ, talking Ja Morant too, you know, there's it's an interesting dynamic with these two teams kind of clashing here. So definitely nice to see Bones getting some kind of consistent minutes though here. That's for sure. That's nice to see, you know, Malone might be committing to that here as we move forward.
Yeah. MPJ's defense is, I don't even understand. Some people are saying like, oh, well, MPJ's part of why the Nuggets defense has been good this season. And I just disagree so thoroughly. Like,
he's
the same player on defense.
I feel like with MPJ, I feel like there's been improvement in his personal defensive game, but I feel like it's still, like, not where it needs to be in regards to being a complete difference maker for the Nuggets on the court, right? Like, I think he's improved in his own right, but in regards to being a lockdown defender, there's still, you know, a substantial amount of work to be done.
Yeah, out of all the starters, he has the lowest defensive win shares on the season. He's just like, I just feel like, one, I was shocked that in the Mavs game, like, Luka didn't hunt MPJ more, you know?
And right.
I feel like that's just it's going to come down to. And I don't know, like, if they can hide him enough in the rotation, but I definitely don't think you can hide him enough when he's out there with Bones. And like guys like Bones and Faku, who also get hunted, you know, just for being on the smaller side. So I agree, you know, it's like they're 7 games in, so we'll see what comes of everything, but I definitely hope to see a better effort and a more competitive game on Wednesday between these two teams. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say you definitely just want to see a bounce back performance from them, right? I mean, it's kind of like we were talking about, the schedule is weird, but it's an opportunity to kind of, you know, right your wrongs against the same team, you know, that you really should be on a consistent basis.
Yeah. Yeah, Malone noted like the points in the paint being a big problem, 58 points in the paint, which kind of falls on Jokic really, because he's been really good protecting the rim this season so far. And it, I mean, he just didn't defend well tonight, but
right.
And then the rebounds, of course, they out rebound the Nuggets as well by a lot. And then they had 11 offensive rebounds. So just second chance points opportunities is crazy. So even if it's like they don't pull out the win, but they, you know, rebound or out rebound the Grizzlies, that would be a better performance than what we saw tonight.
No, most certainly. So I'm probably going to go back to the one with that Jokic problem the next game. So I'm definitely rooting for some rebounds.
Yeah. Going back to the Jokic prop. Smart. I was on him over the 25 and a half points or something.
That's usually never a bad play with him. It's like, it's always interesting because it's like, he's always going to go off in either one of points, rebounds, or assists, or sometimes all three, or usually two. It's like, kind of just pick your poison. Like which one, like, you know, tonight it was not the rebound. So I don't know. Tonight was just an ugly
game. 10 rebounds all year though, so far.
Yeah.
All right, but the most important topic of the night, Anilo, the new NBA City jerseys came out. And, you know, this was a hot episode last year because I had Katie Wingy on the pod and Kendra. And, we talked about, and Riley. So it was four girls, and we basically criticized all of these jerseys last year. Except for Katie definitely did not criticize the Nuggets jersey. She liked that one. Do you have a picture of all the jerseys so you can see them?
Let me pull it up right now, but I've got a bunch of them imprinted in my head, especially that Hawks jersey, because that is one of the cleanest jerseys I've ever seen.
Okay, good. Okay. Hawks jersey is definitely in my top five, because I'm going to want to hear which one is your favorite and which one's your least favorite. And then I have some special categories for you too. And then we might do top five just in honor of the thoughts, you know?
All right. I've got them all pulled up. Let's see. Honestly, the Hawks one is probably going to be my favorite. Like, I just think that old school logo, like what the actual Hawk is, absolutely incredible. I love the Nets one as well. Like just kind of like paying homage, like the old school Nets with that like vibrant blue. I think the Spurs one is kind of like a cool, like reverse take on their old. Like that old, like old school kind of like mid 90s look.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably like my top three. Let me see. Yeah, I'd say like those are my top three, but honestly, probably that Hawks jersey is just so clean. Like the yellow is just gorgeous. And it's the most outstanding of the bunch. Like I think it looks the most, it's the cleanest and most unique of the bunch. Like I think there's some other ones that stand out, but like they're kind of ugly. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Hawks one is just like, yeah, like that's just really clean. So I think that the Hawks is definitely my favorite one. And then what was the other one? Which one do I think is the ugliest?
Yeah, which one do you think is kind of ugly?
One that I definitely am not feeling is the Clippers one. I don't like that color scheme. I don't like that orange.
It looks like that.
Looks like a creamsicle.
That movie with Will Ferrell, the basketball one.
Oh, the Tropics. What is that movie? Oh my gosh, it's been years. I know exactly what you're talking about, though. I've seen that jersey God knows how many times. No, that it does kind of look like that. Just like instead of the teal green, it's got the like the baby blue.
Yeah.
I think that one's pretty ugly. I mean, honestly, the Thunder one makes no sense. That one's gross.
The Thunder one.
Oh yeah, like gosh, I hate how it's just one.
What was that year that they did that with the MLB All Star jerseys? They were like all white or all.
Oh, that was like this year with the Rockies.
It was this year? I thought it was like last year.
Yeah, no, well, they kind of, the Rockies ones were gross this year. Oh, honestly, you know which one I left out of ones that I like is the Timberwolves. That one's really clean.
Okay. It's got like that hard, like royal blue with like that kind of like Tasmanian devil, like green print.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah, but ugly ones for sure. Or I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the Clippers ones definitely are semi-pro vibes. That's the movie we're talking about.
That one's gross. The Sixers one is ugly. I don't understand what? That movie. It's not that it's ugly. It just doesn't look Sixers.
Yeah, it doesn't look Sixers. It kind of looks like, I don't know, like 60s.
70s. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, I don't know.
The Magic one's gross.
Which one?
The Magic.
Magic, where are you at in this picture?
Exactly.
Okay, earlier somebody said that the Portland jersey was the coolest, like on my Twitter, and I literally opened the picture and I looked for like 10 minutes and I couldn't find the Portland one.
Theirs is basic.
It's so basic and boring. I can't believe that. Like you just have different opinions, but it's okay. Different styles.
Like, I mean, like, there's some basic ones, like the Knicks one's basic, the Mavericks one's like cool but basic, the Lakers one's throwback.
I like the Knicks one. I think it's clean. It's basic, but it's clean.
Yeah. Why does Toronto? I mean, I know why, but like, I kind of get sick of like the OVO.
I know. But it's way cooler than any of our mascots, so you have to let them.
I like Rocky. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but Rocky on a jersey?
No.
I mean, Maxi, that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of have Maxi on the Nuggets one. He's on, like, the belt.
On the belt, yeah. Yeah, so my favorite, I mean, I definitely like Atlanta. That one's really nice. I like Miami, kind of. Like, I like it. I don't know how I feel about it.
It's a little try. I don't know. I feel like it's a little much.
Yeah. Well, they got D-Wade there, you know, some different right. Like that. I definitely think like, okay, the Suns just repeated what they did last year. So boring. Not trying at all. Utah is like 3 years in a row with this same design. You guys like are not trying at all. It was so weak. Which other ones did I really like? I even had them in my head. I kind of feel like this.
What do you make of the Cavaliers?
The Cavs is not bad. It's not bad. It has like very USC vibes.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the Rockets one was a cool concept that could have been done a little bit better.
Looking.
Stripes.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. I do like that old school Rockets jersey, which they're kind of like trying to represent here, but like, I don't know, like the way that like the stripes just kind of like are not incorporated down the middle once you get to the Houston and the number, like it's kind of like offsetting, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the Magics. It's giving me Padres vibes.
Yeah, but I feel like the Magic shouldn't give you Padres vibes, like.
They're very similar places. Hot weather, baseball year round.
One's humid, one's not.
That's true. That is true.
Very. It gets like, to me, that gets like the biggest. That's like where I draw my line in the sand.
Yeah. Okay. Which one do you think best represents their city?
Ooh, that's a good question. Which one best represents their city?
I think it's hard. I mean, I don't know, because like sometimes,
like I'm trying to think, like which one like has like the most. But it's like what do I think of when I think of certain cities? Like that's why it's definitely not Miami for me, because it's like it's just too kind of like out there, you know? Like
they have pieces of all their different jerseys. Like they got the Miami Vice. They got the Dwayne Wade 3. They have
but it just works.
What?
I honestly think, and I'm not even trying to be a homer, you can make the argument that Denver might represent their city like the most because they've got the Maxi Minor on the belt, they've got the Skyline on the pant, then they've got, you know, even like they're like bringing back the old DM logo on the court. Mm-hmm. Like you can make the argument that that one probably is like really honing in. Like I think the Knicks one, it's very basic, but like it just feels very authentic New York.
Mm-hmm.
That one. I don't know. What else is there? Let's see. I don't like the Warriors one all that much, I'll be honest with you. And honestly, like, I think the Chicago one kind of does give back that throwback kind of like Bulls vibe a little bit. So I do think that represents it nicely as well.
Yeah. I don't like the Chicago one, but I see what you're saying. I don't like the Warriors one. I agree about the Knicks. And I actually was going to say the crazy hot take that the Nuggets one actually represents the city the best too.
Yo, look at that on the same wavelength of that one. I just think it, like, I think it does, though. Like, you know, you've got like just a handful of different accents that kind of like all add up, right? Like, because yeah. Like I'm looking at these other ones, it's like, okay, like Lakers, cool, like OKC, cool, like you know what I'm saying, like Hawk, like what does that mean about Atlanta, like you right. know, like whereas Denver, like you've actually got, like, you know, it's like, I guess like Toronto, like you think of Drake when you see the black and the gold, or at least I do.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Denver, I don't know. I think we're obviously a little biased, but.
Probably, but I do. I like
the Timberwolves too. Like, you know, it's got like that kind of like wintery feel.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, it has very Kevin Durant or Kevin Garnett vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, the Nuggets one though, like feels like it has like literally every era of Nuggets basketball incorporated in it. Like even the metallic-y navy blue that I would okay. like, it almost is crazy, but I like it with the rainbow. I don't know.
The Nuggets jersey gets better the longer I look at it. The first glance, I thought that there was too much going on, but like it kind of works. Like I'm eager to see it in person, like because I honestly think like maybe like this, I don't know. I like the sky, like I like the skyline on the short. Like I like the court design more than I like the jersey. Like, I think the court design is immaculate. Like that is like a crazy cool combination, but I don't know, like I like the Nuggets one a lot. Like it's definitely grown on me throughout the day. Like I first saw it and I was like, okay, maybe this is like a 6 out of 10, but
yeah.
Like now,
yeah,
okay, like this is definitely one of the cooler jerseys like of the entire catalog that we have here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the black skyline ones is people's go-to favorite.
And honestly, like I don't know, this might be an unpopular opinion, and like I'm all for creativity and I like the new jerseys, but like do we need like a new one every year? Because it's like I'm looking at this and like these jerseys of the Nuggets have are cool, but like you said, like the black skyline to me is still like incredibly clean, and it's like I wish they would wear that. And even the white skyline that they wore the year before that, like I thought that one was sweet too.
Yeah.
I was not a big fan of the Utah Jazz Reds yesterday or last year that they wore.
Right.
But I don't know, like sometimes like I like that it's getting fresh, like, you know, spruced up, but like sometimes I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe that's not the most popular opinion in the world, but it's like I would love for them to just run it back with the blacks.
It would be fun to see them feature like old city jerseys each year, you know, on different days. They probably mm-hmm. could do that and like say they're doing that and it be like a promotional event, you know, but who right. are we and Elo to come up with ideas or get hired by teams, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly.
I actually have a terrible confession. I kind of like the Lakers jersey. Like, I like that they went for purple. I like the blue accent. I don't get it, but I like it. I like how
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I think the traditional Laker purple jersey to me is honestly one of the cleanest jerseys in sports.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not the biggest Laker guy in the world, but their jerseys are beautiful.
Yeah. Sacramento's though, like really, really sucks. And theirs was one of my favorite last year.
Yeah. So
that's a bummer. Big fall.
The Washington one looks like they're kind of clowns. Like, honestly, like it just looks a little clowny. Like, I don't know.
Which one is the biggest risk that worked out that like actually looks good?
Ooh, that's a good question. Biggest risk. I mean, I definitely think Atlanta was taking a big risk by bringing the Hawk back because like they know it's an iconic, you know, figure. I honestly think putting the Hawk over yellow is a little bit of a risk, because the Hawk has traditionally been over what, the navy blue, right? So I do think that's a little bit of a risk that's worked out really well. And I mean, I hate to go back to the well, but again, Denver, I think Denver's is like cosmetically like the most, like, you know, the visually, it's like the most, it's the most abstract. It's got the most going on.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I mean, I do think, you know, the Spurs, right? I mean, like the colors they chose to go with are, you know, they're kind of like those soft colors, and like they're not the easiest things in the world to match. And I think they did a good job. It's clean because they put it over a white jersey, but like, I don't know, like I look at the Celtics, right? And like, that looks disgusting. Like I look at the Pacers, that's gross. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the Magic jersey. We talked about the Warriors, like, and they all kind of took risks, and I'm like not feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like Atlanta's too. I think Lakers kind of, that's one's kind of risky too, to go purple and blue. Seems like, you know, wouldn't go together, but I think it worked out. It looks good.
The Charlotte one's pretty cool. And I feel like theirs is like the most unique because it's what is like the term of like it's like a gradient. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it like kind of like it spreads out with the color. Which is kind of the only though?
That it's the only Jordan jersey. Like every other jersey has a Charlotte really?
And that would make sense. Well, I guess it is technically a Nike jersey because it's all Jordan is owned by Nike, but no, I hear you.
Just interesting.
No, definitely. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Like, I'm looking at all of them. I think Detroit's is pretty basic. Like, I like the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think definitely, like, you know, Charlotte took a risk. Atlanta took a risk. Denver took a risk. And I think all three of them had took good risks.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll wrap up the pod with final question for you. I am sure you've been enjoying lots of NBA throughout. There's been a lot of really fun teams, I think, that have been surprisingly fun to watch. There's been a lot of teams that have been bad, boring to watch. But if we're going to do fuck, marry, and relegate.
Okay.
But, you know, think fuck with, you know, like, who do you watch? Who do you like to watch just for fun? Like, this is going to be a really great game. Like, I love it. Marry.
I'm naming the teams, or you are... Or you're coming up with them.
You're coming up with yours.
Fuck, marry, relegate.
Yeah. Like, you got out of the league, you know?
Yeah, the team I'm definitely fucking with right now is the Charlotte Hornets. And, like, they're a fun team. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure if I see a future with them. Like, but I'm definitely enjoying the ride with Charlotte right now. I'm loving me some LaMelo Ball. Like, you know, they might be an exciting team down the line, but they're not exactly, you know. I'm in it for right now. You know, if I'm going to, you know, marry a team, like I got to see them, you know, try to win it this year, or at least contend. So I'd say I'm definitely fucking with Charlotte because LaMelo Ball is incredible. Like I love watching him. Like that's kind of been my favorite league pass team. Love betting on them as well. The team that I would marry for sure is the other Ball brother team who I just bet on tonight, which is the Chicago Bulls. I would gladly hitch my wagon to the Chicago Bulls right now for the year. That's my Eastern Conference team right now. I know a lot of people love them, right? But they're like the darling child of the East. I love Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball and company. Obviously, you've got the Arturas connection with Denver, so you always want to see him win. He's in a different conference too, so it's not like there's not like a conflict of rooting interest there. So I'm definitely marrying the Bulls. Now, nice. Relegate. I don't know. Who's a team that I just hate? I mean, I'm not going to say the Lakers just because it's the Lakers. Like, you know, like,
get rid of them.
Yeah. Who would I relegate? Like, who's a team that, like, I used to like that I'm kind of over? Honestly, Phoenix. Like, I'm still kind of just, like, at the point with Phoenix where I'm like, you guys are annoying. Like, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I really do think that they're a little bit of a flash in the pan. Like, I think, you know, they're off to a little bit of a rough start. Like, their owner is shooting himself in the foot with this DeAndre Ayton situation. Yeah. Devin Booker's cool. Like, Chris Paul's cool. But I don't know, like, you probably remember, like, I was going on that tangent last year about choke artist Chris Paul, and that ended up coming to fruition. So I'd say I'd relegate Phoenix.
Wow. That's a hot take, because Phoenix is popular right now. People are on the Phoenix bandwagon.
I'm not a fan. Like, I get why they're on the bandwagon. It's just like, no, like, the Nuggets are a superior team, 10-10.
Oh, that might be a little biased for, but since they were swept by them, you know, just saying.
Hey, you know, it happens though. Like, it's that's the thing is, like, they were swept by them, and then what happened to Phoenix? They just got stomped.
Yeah.
Against Milwaukee. Like, they're not, like, they're hollow. Like, as, at the end of the day, like, look, the Nuggets last year, like, they weren't expected to do anything after they lost Jamal Murray, right? And it's like, Phoenix, to their credit, like, they went on this magic carpet ride, like, good for them. But it's like, reality finally caught up to them, and it's like, their future, the Nuggets' future, is so much brighter than Phoenix's at the end of the day, you know, and the longevity's there.
Yeah, that's what we got to hope for. I appreciate the positive note we're going to end on there, Nilo. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no, and I could be a little, I don't know, like, I definitely try to take the optimistic route. Like, sometimes, like, I don't get overly critical, like, in, like, game by games, but, like, I definitely get, like, not frustrated, but, like, you want to see this team win, right? And it's like, you could see that this team is constructed in a way that is very unique, and I think is kind of the small market model of, like, trying to build an NBA contender, you know, a la Dallas Mavericks 2011, right? That's kind of the path here. Mm-hmm. So I want to see it come to fruition. I think Nikola Jokic is a blast to root for, humble superstar. Jamal Murray, super cool. You know, Michael Porter Jr., super talented. You know, they're a fun group of guys. No,
absolutely. So, you want to see the Nuggets win.
You want to see
the Nuggets win. And most importantly, I want to see us win on our bets, and that would be helpful if the Nuggets played a little bit better.
Yes.
Nikola had 23. I had him over 25 and a half. Freaking bad beat. But you guys should all come check out this weekend, the UFC event at the Grand Z Casino in Central City. I will be up there hosting the event and hopefully betting on the event. And there's some boxing that night. There's a Nuggets game. There's tons of things to bet on. I'm trying to get Anilo to go with me. So definitely come check it out.
Was that your master plan, was to, like, spring this on me, like, live in the middle of the podcast? So now I'm, like, obligated to go. You had told me nothing about this.
I did tell you about this last.
You told me that you were, like, thinking about doing something, but, like, you didn't tell me that this was happening for the UFC card.
I told you that there were going to be a couple of events like this, and now I'm telling you which event it is. See?
Well, this is a little short notice, but we'll have to see if we can make it happen.
It is. It's they will be playing the Houston Rockets that night. And trust me, you don't want to be at Ball Arena for that kind of game, because it's going to be a blowout. The Rockets are trash. So
yes,
it'll be way more fun to be up in Central City and making money on the fight and all of that stuff. So come check that out. I appreciate you being on the pod tonight, Anilo. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Adios.